temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It's 7 minutes past 5 o'clock. Temperatures back to 73 degrees and more sunshine on the day of the eclipse. It's time for The Drive at 5. That's a wrap for one of the most anticipated celestial events of the year, the total solar eclipse, nicknamed the Great American Eclipse for its long path over North America, visible in sky today over portions of Mexico, 15 U.S. states, and eastern Canada as well. Tens of millions of people treated to stunning views as the moon passed between the Earth and the sun, temporarily blocking the sun's light. Babies under the care of the Cleveland Clinic's neonatal intensive care unit were celebrating the eclipse today with special onesies and eye gear that they had on, talking about the fact that their birthday was the same day as the total eclipse. Caregivers dressing up the newborns, helping them to mark that special day that they won't certainly remember, but they can say they were here when it happened. The next total solar eclipse inside the United States is about two decades away. These babies will be 75 years old the next time a total solar eclipse like this comes to Ohio, they say. Trump attorneys asking a New York appeals court to delay next week's criminal trial. Attorneys for Donald Trump were in New York today in an 11th-hour effort to try to delay his impending criminal trial on charges he falsified business records. Lawyers for the former president filed papers at the state appellate division arguing the trial should be pushed back while Trump challenges a partial gag order against him and argues the setting of the trial in Manhattan would be unfair. Long shot legal maneuver came exactly a week before the first criminal trial of a former president is scheduled to start. Over the next few weeks, you'll see two large cranes starting to pull down the hulking fiberglass blades from the 68 turbines at the Twin Ridges Wind Farm. It's in Somerset County, not far from Pittsburgh, completed in 2012. It's being prepared for a kind of molt, I guess you could say, as bulldozers at the site are widening the roads to make way for a new generation of wind component. Longer blades, more efficient generators, and electronic components. Now, it is going to cost the company that bought Twin Ridges last month nearly $200 million to repower the wind farm, as it cost EverPower Wind Holdings to build it a decade ago. That was about $250 million. It is fitting that Equus, a Hill District-based asset management firm founded by the same team that started and later sold EverPower, sees the value of refashioning an old idea into a new one. When Twin Ridges is outfitted with these new blades and power boxes, they say it'll be capable of producing 20% more power from the same footprint. Ron DeSantis hosting donors at a South Florida casino with an eye toward the future. Well, what does that look like? The Florida governor, gathering about 100 of his top supporters and donors over the weekend at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, saying thank you and perhaps foreshadowing what could be next. The 2024 presidential aspirations fell apart quickly, but there's already a sense inside the network he built for his campaign that he's eyeing another run, perhaps as soon as 2028, when former President Donald Trump likely would not be running again. Since returning to Tallahassee full-time, DeSantis has been staying in contact with top political donors, as well as maintaining a focus on immigration beyond Florida. He's been pushing the idea of federal constitutional amendments to create congressional term limits and vocally supporting the type of culture war proposals that first made him a national rising star among Republicans. Meanwhile, the president is in Wisconsin with new plans to provide student debt relief. The president expected to announce those revised plans to cancel more student debt, along with other actions benefiting millions, during a visit to Madison, Wisconsin. Biden's new plans are aimed at canceling runaway interest for millions of borrowers, nullifying debt for those who are eligible for but not yet participating in certain forgiveness programs, such as those in public service who've been paying off their loans for 10 years or more. Also, for borrowers of undergraduate or graduate loans who started paying off the loans at least 20 or 25 years ago, and borrowers enrolled in low financial value programs and those experiencing hardships that prevent them from making the loan payments. Economists can't seem to agree, but one thing they agree upon, can't get it wrong again, as they are uncertain about what is going to happen with the Federal Reserve and interest rate cuts. The U.S. Federal Reserve determined not to reduce interest rates too soon, and some economists say the recent data has pushed a summer cut off the table altogether. The Friday jobs report reiterated what seems to be a strength of the U.S. labor market, also continuing to further the need for Fed caution. All eyes will be on the Consumer Price Index this week. It's due out Wednesday after February's annual inflation rate came in at 3.2%, which was higher than expected. Comes as a growing number of market participants have been raising the possibility of no rate cuts at all this year, including the Minneapolis Fed president, who said last week no reductions were a possible scenario if inflation continues to move sideways. In Baltimore, they are working in the harbor to start recovering some of the shipping containers that were on the dolly. Removal allowing them access to a key portion of the roadway now perched above the containers on board the 980-foot-long Singapore-flagged ship when it lost power and hit the bridge March 26th. Removing the containers allows for safe access then to remove the pieces of the key bridge that lie across the ship's bow, taking weight off the ship and ultimately allowing for the movement of the ship, said the Unified Command of the Key Bridge Response. Unified Command is a cooperative of first responders, recovery crews, and agencies planning to redevelop the bridge and ultimately reopen the waterway. Morgan Wallen was arrested after throwing a chair from a rooftop of a Nashville bar, police are saying. The country star arrested on reckless endangerment charges after tossing the chair from a rooftop of a six-story bar in the Broadway district of Nashville last night. The 30-year-old was booked this morning on three counts of felony reckless endangerment and one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, according to the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department. He was at country singer Eric Church's new bar called Chiefs, and the chair fell close to two police officers on Broadway, police say. The video footage from the rooftop showed Wellen was lunging and throwing an object over the roof, according to the arrest affidavit. Witnesses also told police they were standing to the right of him and observed him pick up the chair and throw it over him, laughing afterwards. Again, according to the affidavit. And a Massachusetts woman died after she was hit by a car in an apparent road rage incident. The 26-year-old woman allegedly intentionally hit by a car in a road rage incident in Hopkintown, Massachusetts. She has died, according to her family. Destiny DeCoff's mom said her daughter died from her injuries, adding that she experienced complications during surgery the day before. Officials have not released the names, but provided an update that she did die from her injuries. The Middlesex County District Attorney's Office announced Friday morning that Ryan Suett, 36, of Milford, was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, causing serious bodily injury, operating to endanger and marked lines violation in connection with an incident that happened on Route 85. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 8th day of April. It's 5:15.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.